Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 57. We're talking about ways to combat anger. And much anger stems from an erroneous perception. So it's very important to be careful not to become excited when you hear that someone has done something against you. Usually the actual story is not like you thought originally it was. Chafetz Chaim brings that concept down in Chayves HaShmira. Very often you think someone did a harm and you didn't, and they didn't do a harm. And sometimes the delay of doing a drastic reaction could save you from disaster. It's a famous story in Sefer Chassidim that before a person's death, a wise person advised his son that when he becomes angry, wait till the next day before taking any action. And following this advice, he later prevented the son from killing his own wife and child in a fit of rage due to some perception that he thought something happened and didn't, and he held himself back. Many people get angry when someone tells them that what another person did or said something wrong. And you have to ask yourself, how do you know what I heard is true? And even if it's true, maybe it's exaggerated. And also to understand another concept, when things upsetting happen, that there are many things in life that at first seem that they are bad for us, but eventually we look back and see how we benefited from what happened. That's what the Gemara Brachas Daf Samech Amid Bey says, Kol Manda Avid Rachmana Letavo Avid, that everything that happens is for our ultimate good. Since you would not be angry at someone who helped you, don't be angry at others now because it's premature to make that judgment. Is that person really harming you in the long run? Very often, he or she is not. So give yourself patience in any matzav that looks not so good. Maybe it is good. Give it time. When someone, you're angry about something someone did, how do you really know it's not for my good? You can never be sure. So why be angry? Just recognize it's coming from Hashem. Of course, if someone is actually out to harm you and you sense that or cheat you, yes, you could take actions to protect yourself. In the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, once you learn the halachos, you're allowed to protect yourself. You're allowed to protect yourself if you think someone's harming you in business, or someone's saying lashon hara about you pertaining to whatever shidduchim, or whatever it may be. You have a right to protect yourself, and it goes through the tenuim of how to go about it. But don't make assumptions. Very often, a lot of mechshalim happen from making assumptions. Another basic reason why we get angry often is because we exaggerate the importance of things. This could be something that's really inherently trivial and unimportant. And when we know it's trivial and we know it's unimportant, we don't become angry. So whenever you feel anger about something, try to see if it's petty. Usually it's petty or it's minor. And a vast majority of occurrences that take place in life fall into this category. It is a minor thing that's upsetting. It's usually not a major thing that's upsetting. And if it's minor, it's petty often, let it go. We're in this world for a very short time. Things that upset us are of minor importance in the scheme of a whole universe. This is one of the things, I'm not saying to dwell on it too often, but if you're anyway going to a Beis HaChaim, a cemetery, and you're davening there for loved ones, or Kivrei Tzadikim, whatever it is, and you basically think just for a moment, everyone that is underneath the ground now, they had their situations in life that they went through, and right now it's irrelevant. But again, it's understandable while you're in, well, you could say, well, what a minute, they're dead, but now I'm alive, and I have these matzavim that hurt me, how could I not feel hurt? Understood. But by seeing how life is so temporary, you realize, is this trivial? Is it not trivial? Is it something I'm going to forget about in a couple of days or weeks or months or even a year or two? Then you let it go. So the exaggeration of the significance of trivial matters, that is the source of many quarrels and many problems in marriage too. In marriage too, Rapam always used to talk about this. That a lot of serious issues of couples almost breaking up, lack of shalom bayis, was due to many of the quarrels and problems on trivial matters, not because of the big, major issue, but a snowballing of smaller things. You know, a husband or a wife forgot to do something, forgot to follow through the request of the other one as they asked. Or and if it's viewed as a technical oversight and it's trivial, you won't feel anger towards your husband or wife. But, you know, if a person made a request irrationally and builds up and says, this shows that you don't care about me, it causes needless heartache. Many things that you're saying in your brain, my wife doesn't care about me, my husband doesn't care about me because of some oversight, is exaggeration. And it gets you angry and worked up. I'm just going to mention it, agav, but we talk about it in the Shalom Bayis Shiurim often. One of the misunderstandings and hard feelings that people have in marriage between a couple is regarding physical intimacy, when one has a higher drive and has more interest than the other. And there are proper hadracha to learn how to deal with those differences in drives in a way where you don't become angry and don't make the assumption, oh, they don't care about me. And because one is more interested than the other and they view it as a rejection. There's ways to go about it where the higher drive person learns to let go to a certain degree and respect the one that has the lower drive and understands that and is not taking it personally. The one with the lower drive understands that they should very often be open to, be willing to have it more often because they love their husband and wife. And a realistic way of going about it. These are all discussed in Shalom Bayis Shiurim that we give. But the bottom line of it all is that once you have it in your head, this proves that they don't care about me, and you make such assumptions that's exaggerated, that causes the problems. By not exaggerating its importance, it'll save you from a lot of anger and agmas nefesh in your marriage. Very often when a person's angry at what someone said, it usually was a slip of the tongue. Usually was an impulsive statement, not actually meant or not meant to be said that way. Now there's a mitzvah in the Torah, b'tzedek tishpat amisecha. And if we keep that mitzvah properly, of b'tzedek tishpat amisecha, the way Hashem wants us to keep it, we will not get angry at others. Whenever you get angry at someone, it's usually because we're blaming them for doing or not doing something. But if you realize it's not his fault, you won't be angry. Someone took your umbrella. You got angry. But if you find out that the person's blind or thought he took his own umbrella, and he really thought he took his own umbrella, you won't be angry. You'll be annoyed because it's raining outside and you got wet. But if a guy mamash didn't chap, you won't be angry. You'll be less angry. So why? B'tzedek tishpat amisecha. Maybe they didn't realize it was yours. By making it your habit to judge those people favorably, you'll be able to assume that perhaps the other person made a mistake. And maybe he had a different intention than you suspected. Or maybe she had a good reason for failing to do what you wanted them to do. And while we should always be in guard to protect ourselves from harm, that is true. But when nothing practical can be done about a situation, don't assume the other party is guilty. You need to ask yourself the reverse. How do I judge that person favorably? Another eitzah pertaining to anger is to speak in a low tone of voice. Or remain silent when you're angry. The Arches Tzadik in Perek Yud Beis says that when you get angry, the wisest thing to do is to remain silent until you calm down. Like Rabbi Avigdor Miller always used to say, "L'matasi l'guf yaf yaisa mishtika." Didn't say the words exactly the way it's quoted, but basically he says that to the body, silence is healthy, not just spiritually speaking, but physically speaking, your life is better if you remain silent when you are upset. And because why? Because very often people will say things when they're angry that they will regret. And most likely, if you open your mouth now, you will regret what you are saying. So it's better to be calm, quiet, as you know, to calm down. The Teres Avram, Rav Ram Grodzinski, he was a Rebbe in Slabatka. Rav Miller was one of his Rabbeim. He says, when a person loses his temper, he doesn't think rationally, could easily forget his new way of thinking that could help him overcome his anger. Therefore, to work on anger, you have to control your behavior, remain quiet when you are emotionally involved in a disagreement with someone. Humility helps alleviate anger. Mana rach yoshev chema. The pasuk of Mishlei, Perak Tesavav, pasuk Aleph says, Orchas Tzadikim brings it down in Perak Beis, a soft reply turns away anger. So respond to outbursts of others with humility. If there's any truth in their statement, even if they exaggerated, or they said it in a harsh way, you could say, you're right, I was inconsiderate. Or I agree with you, I can't approve. Yes, this wasn't wise what I did. Because when you try to defend yourself, they'll get even more angry and they'll attack you more, and you're adding fuel to the fire. If you know you did something wrong, but they're overreacting, you calmly agree with the teichen of it, they'll usually calm down. And the famous, well-known Igeres HaRamban that says, talks about being very modest in the way you speak, and it discusses it. In the beginning, it says, "Tisnag tamid ledaber kol devarecha benachas." Conduct yourself always to speak all your words with calmness. Lechol adam to every person, uvechol eis and every moment, uvezeti natzum menachas. And from there, you'll save yourself from anger. Shemidera lachti bnei adam. Incidentally, many types this the Bali Musar, lechol adam menachas means also to yourself. Talk to yourself calmly. When you raise your voice, you'll tend to get angry. When you shout at someone, he'll usually shout back. It's a vicious cycle. Calm down calms the person you're with. And that's part of the thing. Besides the daber, tisnag ledaber kol devarecha benachas lechol adam to every other person, but to yourself also, train yourself to talk benachas. Someone asked you for tzedakah or to lend you money. You're not able to do so for whatever reason, be careful not to raise your voice or show displeasure that the person's bothering you. Rather, talk to them in a soft voice. I would like to help, but I'm unable to do that now. I'm sorry if that warrants it. This is the Chafetz Chaim brings down in the Havas Chesed, Perek Beis, Perek Chaf Gimel. To talk about how to, even if you can't give to tzedakah at the moment, not to feel that irritation. And by working on this anger issue, it helps tremendously, not only in Ruchnius, but in Gashmius, to help you with your Simchas HaChaim. And in marriage, like we mentioned earlier in the Shir, how so important it is to avoid anger and foster a feeling of giving and love and acceptance to one another. Bracha v'atzlacha.